Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with Podcast 102. Today is May 1st, 2012. Is there an effective anxiety treatment? Have you ever experienced anxiety? If you haven't yet, the odds are good that you will at some point in your life. According to MedicineNet, anxiety is definitely a pretty common thing. In the United States, more than 60 million people will suffer from anxiety at a certain point in their lives, and more than 3 million will have a panic disorder in the course of their lifetime. Over 4 million people experience general anxiety each year. Panic attacks generally begin during teenage years from 15 to 19. If you're one of the millions of people who already has suffered from anxiety, and I am one of them, you know how incapacitating it can be. If you haven't yet, it's not something to look forward to. When you experience anxiety, it's hard to focus, to make decisions, to act, and to think. All you want to do is escape, but there is no escape at the moment. Luckily, there are effective treatments. There are three major approaches to anxiety treatment and several subcategories. The following that I'm going to describe are adapted from the Anxiety Disorders Association of America. So the first major category, the first major approach is psychotherapy, and there are several kinds. The first is cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. A well-established, highly effective, and lasting treatment is called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. It focuses on identifying, understanding, and changing thinking and behavior patterns. Benefits are usually seen in 12 to 16 months, depending on the individual. In this type of therapy, the patient is actively involved in his or her own recovery, has a sense of control, and learns skills that are useful throughout life. CBT typically involves reading about the problem, keeping records between appointments, and completing homework assignments in which the treatment procedures are practiced. Patients learn skills during therapy sessions, but they must practice repeatedly to see improvement. Second kind of psychotherapy is exposure therapy. A form of CBT, exposure therapy is a process for reducing fear and anxiety responses. In therapy, a person is gradually exposed to a feared situation or object, learning to become less sensitive over time. This type of therapy has been found to be particularly effective for obsessive-compulsive disorder and phobias. The third type of psychotherapy is acceptance and commitment therapy, also known as ACT. This type of therapy uses strategies of acceptance and mindfulness, living in the moment and experiencing things without judgment, along with commitment and behavior change, as a way to cope with unwanted thoughts, feelings, and sensations. ACT imparts skills to accept these experiences, place them in a different context, develop greater clarity about personal values, and commit to needed behavior change. A fourth type of psychotherapy is dialectical behavioral therapy. Integrating cognitive behavioral techniques with concepts from Eastern meditation, dialectical behavior therapy, or DBT, combines acceptance and change. DBT involves individual and group therapy to learn mindfulness, as well as skills for interpersonal effectiveness, tolerating distress, and regulating emotions. Interpersonal therapy. Often referred to as IPT, interpersonal therapy is a short-term supportive psychotherapy that addresses interpersonal issues in depression in adults, adolescents, and older adults. IPT usually involves 12 to 16 one-hour weekly sessions. The initial sessions are devoted to gathering information about the nature of a person's depression and interpersonal experience. And the final psychotherapy is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Under certain conditions, eye movements appear to reduce the intensity of disturbing thoughts. A treatment known as eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, or EMDR, seems to have a direct effect on the way that the brain processes information. Basically, it helps a person see disturbing material in a less distressing way. A second treatment is medication. And the third is complementary and alternative treatment, which includes stress and relaxation techniques, yoga, acupuncture, and kava. Many people have found relief from each of these modalities using the LEFCO method. After helping literally thousands of clients get rid of their panic disorders and various forms of anxiety, I think that the fastest and most lasting anxiety treatment is to eliminate the specific beliefs and conditionings that underlie any given anxiety disorder. Unlike cognitive behavioral therapy, perhaps the most effective psychotherapy technique, the LEFCO method does not require clients to practice after they leave the office. The LEFCO method permanently eliminates your limiting beliefs and conditionings during a session, after which you observe your anxiety disappear. Interestingly, the same beliefs that cause anxiety also cause a lack of confidence, a concern with the opinion of others, procrastination, and other common mental problems, most of which are themselves sources of anxiety. Here is a list of beliefs and conditionings that we've discovered underlie most forms of anxiety. Eliminating them probably will eliminate your anxiety. Mistakes and failure are bad. I'm not good enough. Change is difficult. I'm not important. What makes me good enough or important is having people think well of me. Nothing I do is good enough. I'm not capable. I'm not competent. I'm inadequate. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. I'm a failure. I'm stupid. I'm not worthy. I'll never get what I want. I'm powerless. People aren't interested in what I have to say. What I have to say isn't important. It's dangerous to have people put their attention on me. Something bad will happen. What makes me good enough or important is doing things perfectly. And four conditionings: fear associated with criticism and judgment, fear associated with not meeting expectations, fear associated with people putting their attention on me, and fear associated with rejection. Whatever anxiety treatment approach you choose, the most important thing to remember is that there's no need to live with anxiety. Suffering is not our natural birthright. Happiness is. If you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefco.com. And if you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com/anxiety treatment, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And finally, for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week. See you next week with podcast 103.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.